producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with a special program, or at least special ideas, or maybe we can whittle this down to ideas that are important for us to consider regarding who we are and what we contribute to Thanksgiving around America. With that thought in mind, the program this week, as every week, is focused on what's going on with the American family farmer, American ag businesses, and the locavore movement. And I'm expecting in the last week or so, there've been a lot of focus on what we can get from our American family farmers. So this program, as usual, but maybe more specifically because it's Thanksgiving, is a thankful thank you to American family farmer. And so this week I've invited Rachel Carter to spend some time with us. She's a homesteader in Plainfield, Vermont. She's the communication director for the Vermont Farm to Plate Organization, a statewide initiative that has been legislatively directed to increase economic development and agricultural job sector in Vermont, improving access to healthy local food for Vermonters. There's a 10-year plan to strengthen the working landscape to build the resilience of farms there and food enterprises. The locavore movement, Rachel, is something that's very close to my heart, and it sounds like it's very close to yours because you've taken what is clearly one of your passions. And in general, before we talk about the specifics of what I wanted you to explain to folks, this whole lifelong love affair with yours, did it start on the farm? Are you a farm girl?
Not a farm girl. I grew up with a family that did a lot of homesteading and a lot of putting up of their own food and had started gardening from a young age. So I would say I was coming more from a gardening perspective, although we did grow up in the country and had a lot of friends with farms.
So has it bothered you the last few years as you see increasing threats to hobby farmers, to people that just want to have a garden, to some of the small family farms, the threats that come from the big seed companies that want to control the seed? Remember last year, I think it was, that there was legislation that had been proposed or a rulemaking process to try to keep people from even having boxes around their houses where they could grow vegetables. This is anathema to most people who think about food freedom, but yet it is something that has been discussed, and it's troublesome. I wonder what you thought about that.
I think it's a threat in general that people do not have the control to make local decisions and to have to rely on the national system that quite clearly is broken.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that caught my attention about you, I read all of the farm magazines, the newspapers, the things that those of us who love to have agriculture as a handle, I came across something that you wrote, an analysis of landfills and how with the waste that we do, we throw away incredible amounts of food and other things. So I thought we'd take this article that you wrote for Small Farm Quarterly that was in the Country Folks newspaper that comes out every week to folks around in the Northeast, anyways, the edition I saw. You focus on the progress and what else is needed to help the state of Vermont, anyway, reach a couple of specific farm-to-plate goals. And the reason that I want to use your idea is because I think people all around the country who are listening to this program could benefit from your idea, because after all, that's what we're best at, right? Coming up with ideas. So explain how this would work, would you please?
Well, when it comes from taking food out of the landfills, Vermont is very unique that they passed what's called the Universal Recycling Law back in 2012, which is really to remove organic materials out of the landfills. And there's a whole bunch of different organizations who, you know, from the waste haulers to food rescue organizations who have kind of come together through the Farm to Plate initiative to determine a hierarchy of how that's going to work. Ultimately, it's, you know, to use less and to use through education programs, encourage folks to, you know, to really reduce consumption use. But from there, taking that food and seeing how food can be rescued from the farm before it even gets to that point. How can food that's perfectly edible be repurposed so that it can be used to feed especially more vulnerable populations? And from that hierarchy, you know, can more folks be composting, and how can that become much more of a system around the state? And moving down to, you know, then the food that doesn't get used for, that's perfectly edible and safe, that's used for food consumption, and if it doesn't get used for composting, can it then be used for anaerobic digesters, which is a new energy, you know, growing energy form.
How much of that do you have, Rachel, in Vermont? How many farms are involved in this sort of energy production? This is fascinating, I think, to a lot of people.
There are quite a few farms. I don't have a specific number in front of me as to how many, but there's a farm, for instance, in Bridport, which is Blue Spruce Farm, and they were kind of the folks that were behind the whole cow power movement in Vermont, and they worked directly with Vermont's largest utility company, Green Mountain Power, to produce, from manure to produce electricity that goes right into the power grid. There's a huge anaerobic digester that's been built at Vermont Technical College in Randolph, and that's taking all sorts of food waste from big companies, from, you know, beer waste. So beer is so popular in Vermont. All of that beer waste is going into this digester to produce electricity as well.
I use the beer grain to feed my cows. I give there's a brewery in my town, and they have brewer's grain. We have tubs and tubs and tubs of it, and cows love it. Mix it with the other feed, but it's an organic product, and you can just dump it easily. I can see how it would work in this area, in this arena, very well. We're having a conversation with Rachel Carter, who works in an area of Vermont farming that helps to implement ideas. She is the communication director for Vermont Farm to Plate. We continue our conversation on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
For over 75 years, Geico's kept an eye on the future, keeping customers happy with things like 24/7 customer support and emergency roadside service. And to prove it, here's one of our commercials from over 75 years ago.
At Geico, we promise to always find innovative new ways to serve you. In fact, we're so innovative, in 75 years, they'll listen to this old radio commercial and think, wow, they were innovative.
Wow, we are innovative.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
At least one major university made headlines when it decided to ban the movie American Sniper from campus. College officials were quoted saying, "We didn't want students exposed to opinions that promote violence as a solution to disagreement." Whatever you think about the Iraq War and the role of the U.S. military, there is an even larger issue in the important role of education in a free society. If you look through the lens of liberty, you see that when colleges try to cut off debate and push only one point of view, that is brainwashing, not education. Encouraging students to analyze both sides and form their own opinions is vital to free thought.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Get better than Black Friday deals at Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Every floor in stock is on sale, including all pre-finished hardwood on sale from an unheard of 89 cents. All wood look tile on sale from 79 cents. All laminate and vinyl flooring on sale from an unbeatable 39 cents. Plus, save on bamboo, tools, installation, and more deals in your local store. And pay no interest till 2018. Who said Black Friday was the only day to save? Get deals all week at the Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer, aimed at solving problems that farmers have, small family farmers, the hobbyists, the people who are into the locavore movement in Vermont, as an example, is taking recycling and waste reduction to a new level with a recycling law that was passed pretty much unanimously a couple of years ago, right? There was no, I mean, Vermont is such a great dairy state. I would love to have a dairy farm there if it wasn't so damn cold. Much of the time, it's a beautiful, beautiful state and perfect for this sort of thing. So you were explaining to us how taking this food or anything that's organic and compostable could be used to create a recycling of the energy. There's been a lot of talk about methane gas, and that's part of the byproduct here. What else does this particular initiative do? And we're giving ideas to people other parts of the country. Maybe you have this same sort of problem, and this is a way for you to address it. So what else is coming out of this initiative, Rachel?
Well, I mean, I think with the farmers and kind of speaking about the composting and about the food rescue, there's two opportunities for them. I mean, farmers can look and see where there might be gleaning opportunities in their state, and that's the rescue of food directly from the farm that, again, cannot be sold in regular stores. But then there's also becoming opportunities with composting, and there's a compost operation here that's a big compost operation, but they have a small farm. I think there's other opportunities for, larger farms to potentially look at having small compost operations where they serve a local production for local use type of model where restaurants and other waste generators can bring that compost, and it can be an additional source of revenue for farms to grow, a composting type of operation. I think that's a bigger opportunity, especially as potentially more states look at what they're going to do with their waste.
How is the differentiation made? If it's not good enough to put in the store to sell, but yet it's good enough for people to eat, then how did you, I wasn't clear on that. And that's a part of the equation. How is that separated food before it goes to the landfill, or in this case, we don't want it to go to the landfill, but it gets used for energy? How does it get to that secondary market?
Well, that's one of the things that's unique about Vermont and the Farm to Plate initiative is we bring all of the parties to the table to look at these big system changes that need to happen that are not going to happen by one organization alone. And so we have the charitable food organizations communicating directly with technical service providers on the farms to come up with, and the waste haulers to come up with what might work. And so here we've got the Vermont Food Bank runs a really unique program where they work with the gleaning organizations. They take the food that, might be bruised or partially damaged but still has edible parts, and they actually use your workforce development opportunities where they're training young underserved populations to learn how to handle and process food, and then they process that food into soups or frozen foods that then go into the school district.
What a great, great idea. The 400,000 pounds of that stuff, I guess, donated every year. All right, so you can go to vtfarmtoplate.com and see this story that was originally published in the Small Farm Quarterly. Rachel Carter is Communications Director for the Vermont Farm to Plate Initiative. Rachel, thank you for being here on the American Family Farmer.
paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
After the hour, this is my way of helping the American family farmer. That's what the radio program is called, the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, an American family farmer, the hobby farmer, the people who have a connection, the ag, small ag businesses, all are my focal point when it comes to presenting food for thought, ways to help you figure out how to solve the problems that family farmers have. It's kind of cool to watch young and not so young people from farm families when there are I guess I'm thinking more about some of the fall events, late summer and fall. We have all of those great Eastern States Exposition, shall we say, or all of that type of thing with the big fairs and the exhibits and things that present what is going on so many of our farms. And one of the things that I see now, younger, there are children involved in this. Not that that hasn't always been the case, but I think more I see young women being involved. And I think that's why I think American agriculture will be in good hands as we move forward. There are a lot of people that are naysayers, doom and gloomers, that say, oh, the big companies are ruining the small farms. To a point, that's true. And more to the point, government regulations and things that are foolish get in the way of us being able to survive. But the younger, the movement among those who want to help people understand where the food comes from, help maybe get them to the farm to help them grow and benefit that way. The seeds of knowledge that are coming from farm mothers and fathers, the training that's being done for their children. Remember the days, I remember this, my father did not run the farm. I sort of was adopted by a farm family, and that's how I learned my sensitivity to the cows. I learned how to run machinery, bale hay, grow corn, do the things that are necessary on a dairy farm. But I learned by doing around some great, great people. There are a lot of people that are going to school now. There's some great agricultural schools all over the country. Whether it's the A&M colleges down in Stevensville, Texas, whether it's the University of Vermont, whether it's Cornell, there are a lot of great ag schools. Look at Ohio State. There are lots of people going to school, getting a college degree to learn how to be farmers. So when you don't have that and you have mothers and fathers, though, that can train you, bringing children up the way that they ought to be, I was alluding to something that was a part of the landscape when I was a kid. The number of children that the farm parents would have was what predicated how many they decided they want. Four kids, three kids, five kids, was how much help they needed on the farm. Because the children that came out of the parents were aimed at working the farm. That's why we have the schedule in our school system that we do. Kids supposed to be out of school in June so they can work on the farm for the summer, go back to school in the fall. That's where that all came from. So going back to what I vividly recall, talking about generating the kinds of things on the farm, we had everything. We did everything on the farm. We grew potatoes and vegetables, and we had cows and sold the milk and whatever you could do, had fruit. It was one of those things. It was a great experience. Now I see a lot of people coming along that are smarter than I was or we were about farming, learning more in a theoretical sense, and then they're learning how to apply it. And so I would encourage that. That's the kind of stuff that we need to encourage to keep younger people, because the average age of the average farmer in our country is like 65 years old. Not healthy, not good. Let's keep considering and encouraging young people to be interested in staying on the farm or coming to the farm. Make it easy for them. That's at least a part of what I'm thinking here when it comes to the future of farms. More in the next half hour of the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined. From where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingdollar.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, continuing with our hour-long weekly watch, our listen. The post that I have on my farm is it's a sort of like stand on top of the hill, if you will, and look down. This is a figurative, I'm word playing here a little bit, because I want you to understand what it is that I find so fascinating about the agricultural world. It's tough work. It's something that I think those people, those of us who have been around the farm all of our lives, we get the rewards. They aren't monetary for the most part. I mean, sometimes they are. It depends on what you're doing with your farm. Some are more rewarding than others. Let's put it that way. I've invited a gentleman to come with us in this next few minutes who has ideas about how to energize your farm. That's the theme of this week's program. We were talking earlier about how to take good waste and reuse it. Part of the waste can be to create energy. How many of you have thought about solar powering your farm? It's not as difficult. I've been looking at this for 10, 12, 14 years trying to figure out how to do it on my farm. I've had every cockamamie scheme, every salesman, and you probably have too. Anybody who's got any land, these people come along and they want to promise you the moon and deliver squat. They're all full of, my father used to say, full of old shoes. But this, the fellow that I have with us now is Ed Duquette. He is a gentleman that has looked at all of this. He's got a background in engineering, as I understand it, Ed. And you teach at several colleges. And one of the focuses you have is aquaponics. I have to make sure that we get that right, because there are aquaponics and there's agroponics. You have an expertise based on what? Your own experience, or did you go to school for this?
Well, actually, my engineering background is where it falls into. Most of the technology used on it is pumping and hydraulics, and that's basically my background, is a lot of electronics and control. So the whole system basically is it's controlled electronically or electrically, if you want to say, and that's where my background is. My background actually got me interested in this because I like growing, and I investigated, and I couldn't find enough good information or books that actually gave you, you know, really detailed information. And so that's what I did, is I started researching and buying books and taking courses, and then kind of rewriting it, and then I submitted a course to two of these local colleges, and they accepted it, and it's been very successful. A lot of people interested in it, and hopefully I'm helping a lot of people get the bugs out.
Well, I think that's sort of what it's all about, and engineering is part of it. I noticed that you moved to Salt Lake City. How is life different there than when you lived in Connecticut?
Oh, it's a big difference. We've been out here about 9 years. We actually live in Eagle Mountain, which is a little bit further from Salt Lake.
But yeah, I know Eagle Mountain. Yep,
5,000 elevation.
Yeah, it's very high. It's nosebleed time when you go up to some of those those mountains. I've been there a number of times. I have a great friend who lives in Salt Lake, and it's a neat area. So let's talk about solar powering one's farm. And with that obviously goes the adaptability for the home on the home farm. Why is this a good time to be thinking about this for the farmer?
Well, actually, if you look at what the government's offering right now as far as rebates, and a lot of states are offering it, it's probably the best time to get your foot in the door to solar. Technology is moving very quickly, so the more systems, basically as more systems are being sold, the faster technology is being developed. It's still got a way off to be a really good alternative, but I mean, for some of the applications on farms, solar would be, you know, it's an awesome idea to be able to do it. It's just that the salesmen out there, I mean, they're burning a lot of people, and they get a little scared about it.
Yeah. Well, they're fast talking, like car. I told you, car salesmen. That's what it is. When these guys who come around to talk to me, well, you know, my barns at one of the farms doesn't face in quite the right way, so let's put it out in the pasture. I said, okay, if you put it in the pasture, I want it to be usable for shelter for the cows. Oh, well, we can't do that. Why can't you do it? Well, because it's too expensive. Hey, you, many of these people are trying to get you to do solar and put up a lot of panels so that they can sell the excess electricity, make some money, you make some money. That's fine. But I think what we're talking about, Ed, in certain terms, is how the solar panels can be used to benefit the farm first in terms of electricity needs. Then, if the excess can be sold off, that's a benefit as well. Am I right?
Right, but you got to look at also the excess being sold off. There's a lot of legislation right now with a lot of the utility companies. They're not too happy about that because, you know, the basis of electricity on each area, say there's 40,000 people in that area, they base their rates on that. If you start subtracting that, they're not making as much profit. So they're going to find all kinds of surcharges they can add on to the basic rate, kind of offsets really what you're getting out of solar. So that's why I recommend in the class when we do solar, we kind of isolate what we really want to do with the solar at your home, and you make yourself independent and don't look for the money right now because it might be coming now in a little bit, but it might end. We don't really know yet. It's still kind of new. And I know in Europe, Germany is one of the leaders in solar, but it's a profit maker right now. So they
for the farm, you're saying,
profit on selling solar.
It's a profit maker for the farms.
Yeah, the farms. They'll actually come to you and they'll give you a free system and they hook it up and you power your farm for free. But then with the extra they put in your home or on your barn or your property, mm-hmm. they sell. That's how they make their money.
Right. And so
we don't do that here.
No, we don't. Why don't we? I guess is the question. Why don't we? Are the power companies so big, they've all become so consolidated like much of other American business. So in this sense, they're trying to command and keep their stockholders happy by influencing legislation. Just look, when you see some of this legislation, you look at the members of the various committees that are responsible for cooking up the legislation, always look to see where the money came from, campaign contributions, and if it's this kind of stuff, you can be sure that every single one of the people involved in the business of creating electricity or energy have contributed mightily and heavily to candidacy of those people that will support their interests. That's just the way it works. It's not fair, it's not right, it's not just, because you, Ed Duquette, can't write a check for $150,000 for Joe Blow's congressional campaign, but I'm sure NSTAR can, and so can National Grid or any of these other companies, right?
You're right. Yeah. It's unfortunate, but that's true.
Yeah, that's how it works. All right, we're talking with Ed Duquette, who is an engineer focusing on solar powering your farm and how much easier it is for you to consider now. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
The government estimates that 70% of people 65 and older will need long-term care. Yet a new study reveals Americans are often unprepared for the complex and unpredictable realities of longevity and caregiving. Camilla Williams-Kemp with Northwestern Mutual explains.
While rewarding in many ways, caring for aged loved ones can be very challenging. We know from our research that people expect caregiving to be mainly about helping with chores like food, shopping, or transportation. But emotional and financial support is a big part of what they do.
What are the financial realities of caregiving?
A majority of Americans say that incurring expenses related to providing care would have a substantial impact on their finances. That's why it's so important to have candid conversations with our loved ones about planning for their future care needs.
For the full study or to learn more about long-term care planning, visit NorthwesternMutual.com. I'm Bob Thibault for the Consumer Radio Network.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This report is brought to you by Zoetis. Zoetis, Inc. announced that the U.S. Department of Agriculture has granted the company a conditional license to market canine influenza vaccine H3N2 killed virus. Canine influenza H3N2 is a severe and highly contagious respiratory disease affecting dogs. This is the first commercially licensed vaccine to help control this disease. The first U.S. cases of CIVH3N2 were observed in Chicago, Illinois, in March 2015. Since then, there have been reports of the virus in 25 states, and the outbreak continues to spread. Because it can be difficult to diagnose, effective prevention is critical. Dr. John Coyne, Countryside Veterinary Center, Illinois.
We would rather prevent than we would treat. The clinical signs are devastating, and whenever we feel that we can prevent something, well, that's going to be much more preferred rather than treating.
For more information, visit www.dogflufacts.com. This product license is conditional. Efficacy and potency studies are in progress.
For over 75 years, Geico's kept an eye on the future, keeping customers happy with things like 24/7 customer support and emergency roadside service. And to prove it, here's one of our commercials from over 75 years ago.
At Geico, we promise to always find innovative new ways to serve you. In fact, we're so innovative, in 75 years, they'll listen to this old radio commercial and think, wow, they were innovative.
Wow, we are innovative.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
Continuing now on the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen, here with Edward Duquette, who is a farm guy, been with he and his wife and their children working in Utah. He teaches classes through continuing ed. The program or the focus is on his engineering background. And recently he wrote an article entitled Off the Grid with Solar and Wind Power, How to Power Your Farm and How Much Easier It Is. And that's what we're talking about, how people get started with this, what their expectations are. Should every farmer be doing this, Ed?
I think at this point right now, it would be probably the best time if you want to get into solar to start. You don't have to go, like, you know, try to power the whole farm by it, but you can do, you know, lighting and bars. You could do circulation pumps. You could do fans and greenhouses. Even water pumping is to be done with solar. But you could do a smaller system. And there's a lot of companies out there that sell kind of do-it-yourself packages that you can do. And you could save. I mean, usually the most cost on solar is insulation.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you add a salesman on there, then you have to add a commission. But if you can do it yourself, and most of these systems now are being designed that you can save 50-60% from what you would have to pay if you went through, you know, a salesman in another, in a company.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think right now, I think it would be the best time to start. You have to look at your requirements. There's a couple of websites that you can go to that would help you design your system. They're very easy softwares that they offer for free, and you could pretty much lay out your whole system yourself, and they offer the parts. You try to stay away from any Chinese manufacturers right now because the components, some of the components are good, not all of them are bad, but there's a lot of American-made inverters that converts the low voltage to 110, 115.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of American-made inverters, and you have to try to stay as close as you can to here right now, but it's a big market. There's a lot of money being made, and there's a lot of stuff out there that the quality is really not up to par. So you're going to have to spend, you don't want to spend too much money, but you don't want to buy junk and then regret it a year or 2 years later.
Absolutely not. So putting it up yourself, do you still get the same credits for doing this, whether you put it up or have somebody professionally install it? Does it make a difference?
It depends on the state. I know in Utah, the utility companies will offer you money back if you install it. You have to meet their requirements. Some states require that you have a minimum kilowatt. I mean, you couldn't do like a little system. You'd have to do a minimum of a kilowatt system to be able to get the credits.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can't go over that because then they start reducing the credits. But you really should, what you do is you get a hold of your local utilities. And they'll kind of help you through, but I would also go to the state and ask them what they have. And then the government websites are really helpful to tell you what they have also and the limitations and the requirements. But in most states right now, you can get your rebates back.
Mm-hmm. So and this is something a lot of farmers aren't making any money. So it either saves them money in terms of their own bill or maybe gives them the opportunity to make a little bit of money. But don't kid yourself. These companies are not going to want you to make a whole lot of money. But they're going to have to in some way, shape, or form because the solar movement's not going to go away. The wind movement isn't going to go away. That's stuff not going to go away. But it's just you have to be smart and figure it out. And the biggest challenge is to find somebody that you can trust who's going to sell you a system that will be in your best interest. Because, I mean, I look at some of these pictures of the barns. It's pretty much one way or the other. They put them on the roof of the barn, as long as it's facing in the right direction for the sun. If you don't have a barn or a house that's facing the right direction, then you'll put up the panels on sort of a stand, for lack of a better. What would you call the platforms that they use to put the solar panels on that are their own separate and distinct, not building, but complex?
Well, they have it called trackers. They actually track the sun.
Mm-hmm.
They
move with the sun.
And then you have a problem depending on the winters. I know now in New England, you guys are having a really hard winter.
Yeah.
We're up at 55 degree weather and very little snow. And so we're not suffering, but some of the trackers will freeze up. And anything mechanical, see, the solar panels are electronic, so they don't really have wear on them. But anything mechanical will wear. So you start adding in anything mechanical in the system, that's where you start having, you know, failure and a lot of problems. So sometimes what you have to do is just make you make yourself a stand or a tripod where you can hold the solar panel in position. And it's not always the best. It's the most, you know, you're going to get, efficiency is the biggest problem with solar right now. So if you track, your efficiency goes up 20-30%. If you don't track the sun, then your efficiency is, you know, you're minus. So there's a lot to it, you know. Each system has its own little quirky operational problems.
Yeah, but it's well worth your time to investigate. So send people to a website, Ed, that you think is valuable. Where can people go to get a thumbnail sketch of this and then to figure out what action they need to take after they understand what the primary preliminary information is, if you will?
I have a great one, and this one will help you with the calculations of what you need for batteries and inverters. It's called freesunpower.com, all one word, .com.
freesunpower.com, something to look up. Edward Duquette, thank you for being here to share your engineering expertise and the valuable information that you've gleaned from looking into the solar power industry as to how it will help the American family farmer. Especially this week, the week of Thanksgiving, we do put aside maybe a lot of the things that seriously bother us to work in the trenches, as it were, because a lot of people are coming around to take advantage of the things that we grow, that we produce, that we have on our farms. And they're especially good at this time of year. And hopefully you're acknowledging their presence and their support of you, something else to be thankful for during Thanksgiving weekend.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels. Workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
This week, Thanksgiving week, a time for us all of us who are farmers, to think about from whence we come and what we're doing. Many of you I hear from, you can, by the way, send the email to Doug at DougSteffen.com if you'd like to suggest things that you'd like to hear us talking about, solutions to various problems that you may be having. Suggestions certainly are welcome and encouraged. Doug at DougSteffen, S-T-E-P-H-A-N.com. When I hear from people, oftentimes the connection is to the grassroots of farming. Many of you attribute your success to a higher being, infinite intelligence, call him God. Some people refer to it as the universe or the universal mind. Whatever it is, however you acknowledge the presence of a being that is certainly smarter and stronger and more powerful than we are in any measure, there are those who at Thanksgiving are thanking God. If that's what you're doing, that's swell. The people that are listening to this program, you thank God for perhaps what you're able to do with the soil that you own or that you work, with the equipment that you have or that you own, with the people who work for you. Do you, have you been, will you be, maybe with my reminder, more thoughtful and thankful for those who work with you? I certainly thank my lucky stars that I'm a farmer, that I have some land, that I have the ability to help people. But I think in general, the people who take advantage, or I don't mean that in a negative sense, but people who are enjoying the benefits of your work. Hopefully those folks, the locavores and others who are using the foods that we grow at Thanksgiving, are thanking God for you, for the people who have touched the soil, who have known it intimately, who feel it in their fingernails, who have the direct taste of it. They know how it smells, especially after a rainstorm. For those who have cared for animals, who have touched them, who have heard their cries, who have nurtured them carefully. Being a farmer can be very hard. The bills don't match the income. The weather doesn't cooperate. The markets are fickle. But the farmers who believe in what they're doing, particularly the farming families who are going through hard times now, and maybe some of you are still going through good times. Prices of some commodities are good, but we all know that we have a greater power to thank for the goodness that we enjoy, even though it's hard work. Help us to create a society in America where farmers are more respected again, and farmers are compensated for their work fairly. That's something that we really need to be thinking about. The cost of growing a turkey, for example, or growing pumpkins, or any of the things that we are selling to the public. Do they know really what it takes, and are we pricing our products properly? The sustainability of agriculture. I certainly pay attention, and I hope you do too, to the people who come from my community to support what it is that I'm doing on my farm. The places, I was thinking earlier about California and the rains not coming to parts of California. You can find that to be a problem around the world, as a matter of fact. Or there are parts of the Midwest where the rain came too hard this year or too late this year. For those of you who have soil that's depleted, you can't afford maybe to keep going on the way you've been doing, ask for help, praying. They're thoughts. Thoughts are things. You've not gone hungry, I'm betting, because you can grow as much food as you need for yourself and your family. But you may not have the kind of harvest that you wanted. Maybe you're not being paid appropriately for the amount of milk or the quality of the milk that you are producing or your cows are producing. I don't know what to tell you about that, except to keep working so that the people who use your product know how valuable it is. And I think in thanking God or Spirit or whatever it is for the bounty that there is in America, my heavens, look at the way that we have, over the history of our country, been able to grow and harvest and feed not only people here in our country, but all around the world. We're called the breadbasket of the world. Let's hope that government involvement, something to be thinking about over Thanksgiving and maybe every day that you're a farmer. I was having this conversation with some people at Thanksgiving dinner myself. How the government is so inveigled in our lives that they're slowing down the production of food and wondering out loud whether we'll be able to have the ability to grow enough food for ourselves, never mind be the breadbasket for the rest of the world in the next 30 or 35 years. A serious question which has all kinds of ramifications. So as I finish off my thoughts on thankfulness, I thank myself for the ability to be able, and I thank you, myself for being able to think and talk, and you for the ability to listen and help as we help further the cause of the American family farmer. Happy Thanksgiving weekend. I'm Doug Steffen.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.